Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Well, look who's here.
Happy Wednesday.
It's hump day.
Welcome to the show.
Why don't you talk into the microphone?
I don't know.
How hard is it to talk into a microphone?
Yeah. I got a backup mic right here.
We have a show today.
Why don't we kick it up a notch?
That's what we're going to do.
Now we begin.
All right, kids.
Yeah. It's just about to get twisted.
Showtime.
Oh, yeah, 642. Quick weather, Jess, please.
Good morning. It's going to be partly sunny today, and actually the temps are going to be in the 70s.
All right, very good. Look, we have for you the Stay Cool, Win Big HVAC giveaway brought to you by Service Today. Need you to text in keyword chill right now. Mm-hmm. Text in the word chill, 302-858-5117. We'll get you qualified. Jess, you got all the 411.
This is your chance. You can win a brand new Trane HVAC system for your home. It's worth up to $20,000. Just listen right here throughout the day for those keywords. And the more you listen, the more chances you have. You can qualify once per day. A big thank you goes out to Service Today for making this all possible. The grand prize winner will be selected on Friday, May the 30th at noon on our social media live from the Seaford Service Today location. We're going to call the winner on camera. Contestants must answer and claim your prize, or else we're going to move on to the next person.
Yes.
The Trane system is not compatible with mobile homes. For complete rules, just visit power1017.com.
Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking Rika on Power 101.7.
All right, Celebrity Buzz. Jess, what's going on today?
Rita Ora and Brandy will return for the fifth Descendants film titled Wicked Wonderland as the Queen of Hearts and Cinderella, respectively. The film, set for release in 2026 on Disney Channel and Disney Plus, continues the story of Red and Chloe following their time-traveling adventures and explores the consequences of altering time. Smokey Robinson is facing sexual misconduct allegations on 4 women. Even though he's 85 years old and his wife, all right, they are facing sexual misconduct allegations. 4 former housekeepers are suing them for sexual battery, assault, false imprisonment, gender violence, creating a hostile work environment, and more. They're seeking at least $50 million in damages.
Wow.
The women worked for Smokey Robinson and Francis between 2012 and 2024. They each claim to have been raped by Smokey multiple times during their employment and say that they had to let him do that or they would lose their jobs.
What?
They claim that Francis knew what was going on and didn't do anything to stop it.
What?
They also claim that Francis was a horrible boss. All right. So that right there is breaking news, and all the details are coming out with that.
Smokey Robinson.
He's 85, and his wife, Frances, are both facing these allegations.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
Bombshell.
I couldn't believe it when I read it. I did a double take. Yeah. And it's 4 women.
That's crazy.
Yep. And then, I don't know if you heard about this, but Kanye West walked off a live interview.
Yes.
Piers Morgan. Apparently, he stormed out of this live interview after just a few minutes. There's some versions online that have been edited down. It was an awkward conversation. And he walked off at about 1 minute 23 seconds.
All right, well, I got some audio.
Okay.
So, here we go. Again, this is Kanye West walking off a live interview with Piers Morgan.
Both Sneeko and Ye join me now. Well, welcome. Ye, we haven't spoken for a while. How are you?
I'm doing good. I don't use the term West, you know, the whole drop the slave name idea.
Okay, so we just call you Ye, yeah?
Yes, sir.
How would you say your life is at the moment?
I mean, you see that view?
Yeah. You seem very relaxed and happy. That is in direct contrast to your public image at the moment.
I already disagree. It's not in contrast. There's so many people and artists that are championing the idea of someone being able to just express who they really are and have been able to go through the war of being attacked by the banks. I'm in contrast to your contrast.
I watch what you put out on X. You got 32 million followers. So you're one of the most followed people.
See, wait. Now look, right now, you're not going to take inches off my dick, bro. Like, how many followers do I have?
I'm told it's 33 million now, so congratulations.
You know, I'm a gift, bro. Why do all you people in media act like you haven't played my songs at your weddings or graduations or at funerals or when your child was born? You know, you take somebody that's living like a Lennon, a Michael Jackson, and you just, like, that nuance right there, it's idiotic. It just shows the hate that you put out for people that put love. There's so much love in the art that I put out.
What do you respect? What are you talking about?
Okay, now you're not taking accountability or responsibility.
You implied I haven't played your music. Of course I've played your music.
Anita, this is what you get for now. We can circle back when you can count.
Where's he gone, Snake?
That's it for Ye. But it's nice to meet you, Piers. We have to admit, this is somewhat entertaining. You know, this is going to be laughed at by many people.
What's entertaining?
That was funny. That's undeniably walking off right into the beginning of an interview is funny.
What?
What? What just happened there? He got offended because Piers Morgan said he had 32 million.
Did he say the incorrect number?
Yeah, he said 32 million instead of 33. And yay.
And that was his trigger.
Yeah. He got offended. He's like, why are you fabricating the numbers? Why are you changing the numbers? See, that's what you and media do. When you got people like me, like Lennon. Wow. You act like you ain't played my music at your weddings and your child's births and, you know, your birthdays and...
graduations.
What? Bro, what are you talking about? That's crazy.
So he agreed to do the interview. He didn't like how the interview was going, and then he walks off the set.
Walks off. How's everything going? Well, you see The View. Okay, fine. But what's up with all the posts that you make on X? Oh, well, see how you and the media do? Try to, like, make us look a certain way?
How do you think Pierce handled himself?
Like, oh, good. Pierce Morgan.
I think he did okay.
Pierce Morgan is a champion.
Definitely handled it well.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Pierce Morgan. I don't know if you got in his show. His show, Pierce Morgan Uncensored on YouTube. Mm-hmm. He does a great job.
Yeah.
He always has a panel. They're always wilding. I mean, he always gets a very diverse panel. You know, Pierce Morgan... I remember back in the day he took over for Larry King, mm-hmm. and I don't know why the show wasn't successful. I mean, it was on CNN.
Yeah.
Larry King always had Larry King back in the day was it. I mean, he always had anything going on during the day, you knew Larry King was going to be interviewing that person that evening. Anything in the news,
yep.
Larry King would be interviewing that person in the evening. And then Pierce Morgan took over, and I guess the ratings weren't there, something. Mm. So they ended up canceling his show on CNN. It was an interview show, and I thought it was good. You know, I remember that was a big deal when he took over. But, you know, it's crazy the guy taking over for the guy, you know? You don't want to be the guy right after the guy.
Takes over the guy.
Yeah, you don't want to be the guy right after the guy.
Yes.
You want to be the second or third guy after the first one fails. That's how it always works. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So... it's just crazy. But Pierce Morgan now is, I mean, he's rolling. He's got,
I thought he did,
he's got
great.
A good deal.
He handled it well, and maybe he even prepared himself in the back of his mind, like, this could go either way, so let me be prepared.
It's crazy. Well, again, Kanye walking off, Ye walking off a live interview with Pierce Morgan within minutes. And didn't even make sense.
No. Mm-mm.
So, Pierce later told Sneeko that they had wasted his staff's time for 2 days for a couple minutes of airtime.
Oh, he told him that?
Yeah. I mean, Pierce Morgan has a right to say that,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So, crazy.
I'm sure that there was a lot that went into that interview and preparing for it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yep.
I'm sure, but in the end... Mm. You know, now look at...
Yes, I know.
Now look. All the press that it's getting and everything, you know. And again, that just proves how crazy Kanye looks, mm-hmm. you know.
I know.
Anything else, Jess?
Well, I'll save it because it's Diddy stuff.
Oh, no, please don't. Please get it. Okay.
I'm looking at time.
All right. Because there's a lot of, we have to get into Diddy stuff.
I know. That's why I don't know when you want to do it, but there is an update.
All right. Is it quick?
I can read it quickly.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Let's do it because we do have a bunch of other stuff we have to do.
All right. So Diddy, the update with his trial, there's a new lawyer on the case, and she says that she actually is a survivor of sexual assault herself. Her name is Nicole Westmoreland, and she's the newest lawyer on Diddy's team. She's also a survivor of sexual assault. Apparently, she says that she was raped back in 2001. Mm. She's a powerhouse attorney who officially joined Diddy's team yesterday morning. And she says that she was just 19 years old back in 2001 when she worked for a company that helped people reinstate suspended driver's licenses. According to her, the vice president of Cash Money Records and a man named Stone met her and asked her to make a sales pitch to the company at Patchwork Recording Studio in Atlanta. But right now she's coming forward saying that she is going to join Diddy's team. She's officially on board, but she's also a victim of sexual assault. So there's like some gray area there on how this is all going to play out with her joining his team.
This is also coming from News Nation.
No offense to Kevin Bacon, but when it comes to degrees of separation between artists and actors and icons and movers and shakers, nobody is more entwined with the cultural fabric of the past 30 years than Sean Combs, Puff Daddy, Puffy, P. Diddy, whatever you call him. His fingerprints are all over music and television and fashion and fragrances, even the liquor that we've been drinking for decades. And even if you don't know Diddy from Puff Daddy, no judgment, boo. He's had many acts. But he's more than likely made an impression on everybody watching right now. I don't care what your age is. Maybe you'll never forget when he dated J-Lo. That was a big thing quarter century ago. Trust me, before Ben-Jen, it was Diddy-Jen. But then it was Puff Jen, actually. He launched the Vote or Die in 2004, became a really big deal there for a lot of people. He also threw those star-studded white parties in the Hamptons where everybody who was anybody went. Maybe you saw these pictures, maybe you were there. Maybe you drank that Ciroc vodka that he was shilling forever, right? Maybe you wore a pair of his jeans. Sean John was a heck of a label. And maybe Bad Boy Entertainment opened your eyes and ears to a world that you never knew existed. Now, of course, Sean Combs' legacy, just like his liberty, his fortune, and his future, that all hangs in the balance of a sex crimes trial underway right now in New York federal court. But those connections and Diddy's impact not only are not fading away, they are under the spotlight like never before. In the last place you might expect. Jury selection. Like, it's never exciting, jury selection. Oh, it's boring. You wait till the panel's picked and then the good stuff starts. No, not in this case. Jury selection's been amazing. The candidates are being asked about their own connections to or impressions of an array of celebrities. And with no explanation why, at least not yet, the parlor games have begun, my friends. Everybody is trying to connect the dots between the shiny, famous names and the beleaguered rap star Diddy.
All right, so here goes a list that they've named, and we named a couple yesterday, but here's what some of the jurors are being asked. Are you ready? Yay. Mm-hmm. Yay, okay. Cassie Ventura. Michael B. Jordan. Mike Myers. Kid Cudi. Aubrey O'Day. Lauren London, Michelle Williams, Dawn Richard, Justin Combs, Christian Combs, and Dallas Austin. Those are some of the celebrity names that they've dropped. Now, those are the names that they're asking the jurors, do you have any connection with those people? Mm-hmm. But that's it. That's all we know. We don't know why. We don't know. You know, right. They're not being accused of anything at this time. It's just they're asking if you have any connection with those people. I guess if you do, you get dismissed. So
that's crazy.
That's what's going on right now. All right. We'll keep you up to date on that. 6:56. It's the Bill and Jessica Show. We'll continue on the way. Right after 7, we have Steve Jones promoting his upcoming book, Hollywood Confidential, 12 Steps to Becoming a Star in Your Own Life.
Power 101.7.